This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Knoxville Farm and Home, Two Rivers Cooperative, Farm Bureau Financial Services Agent Cliff Douglas, Central College, Westridge Nursing and Rehab Center, and Pella Precast Products. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Raceway Tire and Exhaust, Souter Family Farms, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Pella Cooperative Electric, Knoxville Raceway, Dowie Pest Control, and the Marion County Fair Association. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
It's spring and our farmers will soon be heading to the fields. When will they start planting? How do they decide whether to plant corn or beans? What other decisions are they making? Let's go in depth with Tracy Gathman with Two Rivers Co-op, Pella, Monroe, Otley, and Tracy. So Tracy, when I headed over this morning, it was 57 degrees and light rain. It's a pretty nice day, isn't it?
It really is, Bob. You know, we've been waiting a long time for one of these. It's been a long winter for everybody, and to see the sunshine start to warm the temperatures. You know, the sun's got a lot more power today than it did 2 months ago. We get a few southerly breezes, and yeah, I know it's windy, but we got to have some windy days in order to get the ground dried out and get everything ready to go. So, you know, a few showers maybe this week, and then hopefully we'll see this weather kind of stabilize itself, and we'll get at it.
Well, I saw a lot of anhydrous tanks moving over the weekend.
It's getting started. You know, we're not full boat by any stretch of the imagination yet, but it is getting started. There are some people that got some stuff done late last week. I think, depending on what this front coming through does today, and I think they're even talking maybe some rain Wednesday, Thursday, might put a little bit of a crimp in the style this week, but there's a lot of stuff to get done, and we're going to have to get at it pretty quick. So I think there again, tail end of this week, first part of next week, we're going to be busy.
When do you think people will start putting corn in the ground?
It's going to be a little bit yet, I think. I don't think we'll see a lot go in the ground until maybe the 14th, 15th of April. Probably be the day we'll start seeing things get started. But we're going to have some warm weather. We've still got some pretty cold soil temperatures. There's still some frost deep down in the ground right now. So it's going to be a bit yet before we see much corn go in the ground.
So a couple of weeks, maybe.
I'd say a couple of weeks. Yeah, you give it a little rain maybe this week, get some heat in here maybe first part of next week, get this frost out of the ground, get things dried back up again, and we'll see stuff start getting rolling about the middle of the month.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Marion County Bank, Cargill Corn Milling, Hewitt Service Center, Laley North America, Knoxville Hy-Vee, Van Manen Seed and Chemical, and Pleasantville State Bank. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Motor and Auto Group, Knoxville Regional Livestock Market, Marion County Auto Body, Two Rivers Cooperative, Kevin Wadley CPA, Don's Heating and Cooling, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, and Tri-County Veterinary Clinic.
I continued my conversation with Tracy Gathman with Two Rivers Cooperative. What are farmers talking about? What's on their minds?
Probably the amount of work they've got to do. The winter moved in pretty quickly last fall. First we had a late harvest to start with. And then winter moved in pretty quick. And when it did move in, it stayed pretty hard. It locked us down pretty good. So there's a lot of work to get done. Everybody's enthusiastic about it. I think a little nervous about it. But by and large, at the end of the day, you know, it's amazing how much stuff we can get done. If you give us 3 weeks of good weather, it's absolutely amazing what the American farmer can get accomplished today.
Well, for the first time in a couple of years, we're heading into the season with lower prices. Is that a concern?
It's a concern. You know, we're substantially below where we've been the last couple of years. We're probably closer to break even from a profitability standpoint than we've been in a while. You know, it may put a little damper on the amount of corn we see go in the ground. You know, today happens to be the 31st of March. We're expecting a big report here today. I think it comes out 11 o'clock, and that's the prospective planted acres that'll be released by the USDA. That's a big report, and we'll see how the market responds to that here later on today. The numbers for that are all over the board. I've seen people that are saying we're going to plant 92 million acres of corn. I've seen people say we're going to plant 89 million acres of corn. Well, 3 million acres of corn makes a big difference in the amount of corn stocks we've got out here, and will have a major impact on what prices do moving forward from here.
So people might plant more soybeans this year?
Possible. We may see more beans going to ground. Now, I'm looking at it from a broad perspective across the United States. In this area, you know, most of our producers have a rotation, corn-soybean rotation that they pretty well stick with. We may see a little bit of movement here and there, but by and large, we don't see a lot of movement in this area as far as if they were planning on planting corn, they're going to plant corn. If they were planning on planting beans, they're going to plant beans. Now, if the weather completely changes that and we can't get in the fields to get things done on time, you can throw all those projections out. But right now, I think we'll see about the same amount of corn acres, same amount of bean acres in this area as what we did a year ago.
So that lets you plan and have enough of what you think farmers are going to want in stock or close anyway?
Well, those are the kind of things my agronomy staff works pretty closely with producers over the winter months, putting those kind of plans together. We're able then to take those plans and put them all together and come up with what we think our needs are going to be so we can make sure that we have adequate supplies of products when the farmer needs them this spring.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Pleasantville Schools, Scurring and Utermarkt, Iowa State Savings Bank, Pella Machine, Vermeer Corporation, Vanderwilt Construction, and the Knoxville Edward Jones offices of Kerry Garcia, Matt Kissinger, and Adam Norris. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Marion County Farm Bureau, Good Samaritan Society in Indianola, Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, Key Cooperative, Iowa Realty, Freebird Bail Bonds, and Creative Landscaping. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation with Tracy Gathman with Two Rivers Cooperative. Is most of it stored in your facilities?
Yeah, most of our products are stored in-house. Probably about the main one that isn't is anhydrous ammonia. We just don't have enough storage. Nobody does in this world to store enough anhydrous ammonia for what you need. So we rely on transportation to get that here during the spring. Most of our product comes out of Marshalltown, so it's you know, it's an hour and a half trip for the truck. The challenge we see possibly this spring is the fact that I think there's going to be some significant lines at the terminals. And hopefully, when all gets said and done, we don't see delays in delivery. The trucking companies, we use Sully Transport to do all of our work for us. Troy and the boys up there have done a remarkable job for us over the years, and we don't expect anything less from them this year. Their reputation precedes them, and they do a great job. you know, but there's only so much they can do, depending on what the lines are like up at the terminal. So hopefully those lines aren't too bad, and we're able to get product in as we need it.
So are farmers thinking, oh, I've got to make my decision now, or I'd better make my decision before other guys do, or is the turnaround time such for both seed and anhydrous? Is the turnaround time an issue for the farmers on when they order?
No, I don't think so. Most of the planning, most of that prep work has been done January, February, March. Probably more of it in January, February than in March. So that way they've got they've worked with our agronomy staff. They've got maps of each field. They know what seed they're going to plant in which field, because believe it or not, that's become a real big deal over the last several years, matching hybrids and varieties up to the soil types. And then moving on from there, they know, what type of crop nutrients they're going to use on that field, what type of crop protection products they're going to use on those fields. Most of that's all said and done, and it's just a matter of getting it done once the time arrives.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Dandy Farms, Knoxville High School FFA Chapter, Heartland Co-op of Prairie City, Monroe and Newton, Two Rivers Cooperative, Country Chic Boutique, Dutch Meadows Garden Center, and Dingaman Concrete. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting Radio Audio Media Player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Midwest One Bank, Pella Feed Service, Marion County Rural Water, Van Haften Racing, De Blumenhof, Verduft Agency, Iowa Elevator Systems and Service, and Two Rivers Cooperative.
I continued my conversation with Tracy Gathman with Two Rivers Cooperative. So you already know what most of the farmers want.
Pretty much, yeah. We've pretty much got I'd say probably 90% of our producers have got farm plans done on paper, ready to go. We're just waiting for the weather to cooperate.
I guess I'm curious how the information is transferred. I guess I sort of had in mind that a lot of it came from phone calls, but it's probably emails now, isn't it?
Not really. No. Most of it yet today is personal. It's person to person. It's sitting down across the desk and just working it out. Once we get that information, of course, it's all computerized after that. But it's still all about doing personal type stuff and doing it with people you believe in and people you trust.
So that personal relationship matters a lot.
That personal relationship is critical, absolutely critical. It's all about trust. It's all about beliefs in each other. You know, there's so many things that go into this today compared to what they used to. It's all about sitting down and communicating, working through it, talking about what their goals are, and then trying to come up with plans to help them achieve those goals.
Now, when you sit down and talk with farmers, I presume there's a wide range of knowledge that the farmers have. There's some folks have been doing it for a long time, have lots of knowledge. Others aren't quite as sophisticated with respect to their knowledge about farming. Is that the case?
No, not anymore. You know, I'd say probably, you know, when I first got in this business, it's hard to believe, but it's 35 years ago now. I'd say that probably was true, especially because things were changing so quickly. Hybrids were changing. We had new crop protection products that were coming out. It seemed like every week, although it was every month or every year. And all that information was more important. In today's world, the producers that we deal with today are very sophisticated. They know what they're doing. They know what the opportunities are that are available to them. And it's really more sitting down and looking at what are your goals? What do you want to accomplish? And then how do we get that accomplished?
How about our non-farmer listeners? Is there anything you'd like for them to know as we enter the planting season?
As we move into the planting season and the preparation season prior to planting, I just want them to make sure as they're driving down our roads to keep an eye out for those slow-moving vehicle signs, keep an eye out for those flashing lights that are ahead of them. Keep in mind that that equipment out there is moving a lot more slowly than what you realize, and you will come up on it very, very quickly. If you see those lights in the distance, prepare to slow down. Prepare to use your defensive driving techniques, and let's make sure everybody has a safe spring season.
Thanks to Tracy Gathman for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.